With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
Medical debt often pushes families into personal bankruptcy. It's a last resort for sure, but the financial reset button is also out of reach for many because the act of declaring bankruptcy itself isn't cheap. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports on one nonprofit that's trying to help.
A complicated and unplanned pregnancy pushed Carlesion Constant to the brink financially.
Yes, that is my son.
Her pregnancy was high risk, and her high deductible insurance didn't help much with the extra doctor visits. And a real estate company just started garnishing her wages over a broken lease a decade ago in college.
I have a child. Like, I can't do that. I have to do something. Something has to be done. There has to be a way out.
So she started looking into Chapter 7 bankruptcy, usually for those without many assets to protect. It essentially cancels most debts, though usually not student loans. Constant called bankruptcy lawyers and learned they would cost at least $1,500.
To get out of debt, like I'm going back into debt. It was just wild to me.
Then she found Upsolve. The app has people answer questions in plain English and fills out nearly 24 forms for no charge. No attorneys needed. CEO Rohan Pavaluri says Upsolve users, on average, have just $225 in their checking account.
Those legal fees are like modern-day poll taxes. I mean, if you can't pay the fee, you can't access this right you're supposed to be guaranteed.
More than simplifying the process, Pavaluri says he's on a mission to destigmatize bankruptcy.
We want to empower everyday Americans to get the same tools that the richest people and the richest corporations in America have.
Chapter 7 bankruptcy devastates credit. It's also a lifeline that can only be used once every 8 years. So Aaron Akery, who provides free financial counseling with United Way, says it isn't right for everyone. And the cost helps some consider the trade-offs.
I think if people don't have to go through that cost-benefit analysis, then a lot more people might file bankruptcy who really shouldn't.
But many are looking for some kind of relief, she says, with nearly 20% of U.S. households on the hook for past due medical bills. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.